Welcome to the Synthetic Media Podcast. I'm your host, Henrik de Cure. Join me for interviews and thoughts on the ever-expanding topic of synthetic media. You can find my book on synthetic media on Amazon. Subscribe to this podcast for free. Follow us on syntheticmediapodcast.com and enjoy today's episode.
My name is Alan Smithson, and I'm a co-founder at Metaverse, spelled M-E-T-A-V-R-S-E. And we called our company Metaverse in 2016, long before the hype wave. And what Metaverse is a real-time, low-code, 3D creation platform that is on the web. And our mission is Metaverse creation for everyone. We want to enable everybody to be able to build virtual worlds, experiences, and deliver them to over 7 billion compatible devices with one-click publish.
How are you involved with synthetic media?
By using synthetic media to generate voices for training, marketing, and retail. In addition, we're going to be using synthetic media in the form of AI avatars, where we're building the world's largest virtual mall. And in this mall, you'll be able to call on a concierge who is AI-driven, you can have conversations with, that learns about your needs, your wants, and can show you anything in the 100 million square foot shopping, retail, and entertainment destination in the metaverse, known as the mall.
What are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with synthetic media?
Some of the biggest challenges around synthetic media at this point is that there's so many options to choose from, whether you're using Synthetasia or using in-world AI. There's all sorts of ways to use synthetic media, not just for audio, for avatars, but also for creating virtual worlds and creating art using text to art. And all of these have their different benefits and challenges. But I think one of the biggest challenges that we face is that how do you know which one of these to use for your project? And how do you get to success quickly? And one of the successes that we've had is really around, you know, just kind of being able to narrow down the best of the best in each of these areas. And that has required an enormous amount of research to get to this point.
What advice would you like to share with people working on synthetic media?
I think the best advice that I can share is that be completely open to looking at other solutions. Because, you know, if you're working on DALL-E or you're working on Synthetasia or whatever, it's easy to get caught up in your own little world of this is what we do and this is what we do best. But it's important to look around and see what other avenues are being created, what other synthetic media generators are coming, and really kind of keep your eyes open to what's happening, because the world of machine learning, deep learning, and you know, synthetic media is exploding. And every single day, there's something new. So I think the best advice I would share is actively learn about your industry, about what's going on in other parts of it, and just keep an open mind with learning at the core of that.
Where can we learn more about synthetic media and your work on the subject?
If you want to learn more about synthetic media and where you can learn about different companies doing different things, there's actually a synthetic media landscape. It's actually syntheticmedialandscape.com. You can download the media guide, and in there, there's a whole list of all different companies, including Metaverse, where you can learn about synthetic media. You can learn about, you know, voice and AI-generated media, and it's really, really there. There's 60 media companies listed there, so that'll give you a good start. It is a little bit dated, so there are things that have come out since then, but that'll give you a really good start, syntheticmedialandscape.com.
Join us next week for a new episode by subscribing to the Synthetic Media Podcast. Check out my book about synthetic media on Amazon. Follow us on syntheticmediapodcast.com. This podcast was produced by Henrik de Cure. Music by Mattia Capelli. You enjoyed this podcast? Please leave us a 5-star review. And thank you for listening.